Now, a tech story for those of you glued to the Major League Baseball playoffs. You can put away that shoebox of baseball cards. A company called eGraphs is selling digital signed photos of famous players. They are delivered to your computer or smartphone along with an audio message from the player. NPR's David Shaper explains.
On her 22nd birthday this summer, Sarah Wagner of suburban Wheaton, Illinois, opened an email to find an incredible surprise.
Hey, Sarah, Kerry Wood here. Thanks for your message. I hope you enjoy this eGraph and hope you're having a great summer.
When I heard it for the first time, I instantly smiled.
Wagner describes opening an eGraph from her favorite Cubs player.
I think my hands probably went over like my mouth like, oh my gosh, Kerry Wood's talking to me, even though he has no idea who I am.
In addition to that personalized recorded greeting, Sarah Wagner has an autographed digital photograph of the now retired Chicago Cubs pitcher. And he also wrote a personal message on it. And she didn't have to wait in line, stand outside the locker room, or interrupt Kerry Wood's dinner to get it.
eGraphs is a shared experience between a celebrity and a fan, immortalized forever, sort of the new generation of autographs.
Gabe Kapler played 13 years in the major leagues and is now director of business development for eGraphs. And he says an eGraph includes a high-resolution digital image of a favorite player.
On that photograph will be this handwritten message personalized to you based on some information that you've given to him.
For example, you could tell a Kerry Wood where you were when he struck out 20 Houston Astros in a game in 1998, how excited you were when he hit a home run in Game 7 of the 2003 National League Championship Series, or how crushed you were when the Cubs later lost that game. Some players like to have fun with the message. For a Washington Nationals fan's 50th birthday, the Nats' Michael Morse recorded, "You're getting old, bro." And Kapler says those kinds of interactions between players and fans are almost impossible to create in person these days.
I just think there's so many barriers to make that happen.
David, sign a few, please.
I'm standing outside of Wrigley Field in Chicago after the last game of the season. The Cubs actually won this game but lost more than 100 others, making it another miserable year in Chicago baseball. But that's not stopping several dozen fans from lining up along the fence of the players' parking lot here in hopes of getting a couple of autographs.
Come on, David, you got time. Sign a few, please.
The fans plead with the players for a few free signatures, but only a couple oblige. 27-year-old Edgar Ruiz of suburban Elgin says he loves to play this game after the game of trying to put himself in the best place to get a player to sign something.
Yeah, it's a hobby. You know, it's kind of like fishing. Sometimes you catch one, sometimes you don't.
Ruiz says he's been able to get several autographs that he cherishes this way, but many times he comes away empty-handed. Still, he says he prefers to get autographs this old-fashioned way. And so, too, does 52-year-old Mark Weiermuller of Chicago.
I like an autograph. I have quite a few autographs. And if you can get them to sign it in person, especially if it's for your kids or something, and you get a picture with it, that means a lot.
But Weiermuller admits it's much more difficult to get players to sign autographs in person today than when he was growing up. And in that way, 54-year-old Cubs fan James Connolly of Chicago sees eGraphs as a way for baseball players to connect with a younger generation.
Well, with so many of people, and again, I'm 54, but so many people on Twitter and Facebook and other social medias, sometimes you got to go with the changes, go with the new motion.
eGraphs sell for $25 to $100, depending on the player, who gets a percentage of that fee. The company did not say how much that percentage is, but because players only do a limited number of eGraphs, it's not a lot, especially compared to major league salaries. And several, including Kerry Wood, donate their cut of that fee to charity. eGraphs are available from 130 current and former baseball players, and the company may add football and basketball players soon. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.